If you're just tuning in, this is Espejos de Aslan. My name is Cristina Bachín. You can leave your comments on cristinabachin@knm.org or also on our Facebook. And we are with leaders of the American Federation of State, County and Municipal Employees in New Mexico, Joel Villarreal and Miles Conway. Thank you for being joining us this afternoon. And particularly, we were talking about the benefits of for New Mexico to have union workers, and what's the future for that? What do you think about the future of unions or even workers' organization to work more about the rights? And particularly, it looks we need to go forward because in some cases it looks like we are backwards again, fighting for the same things that our ancestors and our great grandfathers and mothers were fighting for. What's the future of our unions, of the organizations in New Mexico?
You know, I think the future of unions here is really dependent upon our people. I think that it has the possibility of being very strong. We've seen some very positive things. I know we ourselves as our union are growing. I know that the things that are going on in Santa Fe, like the work of Somos Un Pueblo Unido, is very powerful. They're looking at actually new ways of organizing, right? The limitations that they've found traditionally through the National Labor Relations Act, they're finding workarounds and being able to say, you know what, just because you didn't technically qualify as an employee under the National Labor Relations Act doesn't mean that you don't have a right to a voice at work, right? I think these things are very positive. On the other hand, I think that things have the potential of also going very wrong if people don't pay attention. It's not enough to sit there and read the Albuquerque Journal or something and think that you're going to be informed. People need to realize there's a lot of news organizations, especially here in New Mexico, where the diversity is extremely limited on what you're going to digest as far as New Mexico news. You're talking, it's either going to be one of the 30-minute newscasts at night or you're going to get the Journal, right? Which is adamantly conservative and very anti-union. And so when you're getting these views, if people don't take the time to read and to look beyond that, it could be a very dangerous thing. But I would like to believe that, you know, New Mexicans care about their families and want to do the right things. So I think that some of the things that have been going on here with the state are starting to come to roost now. I think people see the shenanigans that have been going on here, with whether it be the Albuquerque School Board or whether it be at the legislature and the lack of funding that we do for our education, our children, right? I think should be enough to start waking people up. And I think, you know, connecting to that also, I would hope is that ability to say, you know what, it's not enough for me to just be free when I walk out of work. I deserve to have a voice in the place that I have to be at least 5 days out of the week, at least 8 hours a day, right? It matters.
What's the future of our unions in your case? What do you think, Miles? For New Mexico, there is a different reality than in other states in the U.S. We are in almost the bottom of, not only in the South, but also in the bottom of the U.S. Do we have particularities in New Mexico that we need to highlight for our listeners?
Well, yeah, I think let's highlight New Mexico. Let's talk about the culture of respect, I think, that is so woven into the fabric of our state. If you look at the attacks on education, the attacks on organized labor, the kind of laws they're trying to pass up in Santa Fe, an attack on the prevailing wage, which is an incredibly important law to have on the books, even as it's challenged in court. These attacks are being driven not by our New Mexico brothers and sisters. It's coming from this outside model of, you know, very greedy corporate interests. Quite honestly, everybody's exhausted of hearing about the Koch brothers and the corporate interests. But the thing that we have to come to peace with is, yes, they are driving some bad policy that is not serving our children the way we test them. I'm supposed to answer the question on what's the future of labor. The future of labor is to connect the circle, to circle the wagons, to be tighter with our coalitions, whether it's labor, whether it's these smaller worker committees that are starting to get traction, the conservation movement, immigrant rights movement. There are two sides to this battlefield. And
so the strategies now are more about joining different forces rather than being in only one segment of organizations like workers, and on the other side, immigration issues.
No man is an island.
That's correct.
Every labor union, our fights are the fights for public safety. Are the fights to have a beautiful tapestry of what our culture and our society can be in New Mexico.
Yeah. And I think our labor unions, they're not static. I think there was a point when people could have honestly said, that they were anti-immigration. There were a lot of, especially in a lot of the trades where traditionally they saw that as competition. That's completely turned to 180. If you look at who are some of the people in the vanguard of trying to change this, President Richard Trumka, the president of the National AFL-CIO, I mean, he's there fighting for citizenship. He wants full citizenship for our immigrant population here. He feels that if you're working here and if you've dedicated yourself to the same dream as everybody else, you should have the same voice, right? You're whether it be LGBT rights, that's something else that labor has been fighting staunchly for. I mean, these are not just issues about your income. They're issues about how you want your society to look. Do you want to have an all-inclusive society? And I would say, on the other hand, I think people also need to remember, when they're fighting for these other things, to not forget about labor, right? I mean, it matters, your voice at work. It's not enough to if the only thing we're fighting for is to get either a Hispanic or a Black person in power, right, without caring about the character of that person. I think that in itself loses some of its value too. It's not enough to just look at one aspect. I think when you're looking at this, we're really about I think a whole family and community structure, and I think it involves all those things, whether it be labor, the racial components, the gender components, all of these different issues. I think matter a lot.
I want to thank you both for coming today in such a busy day, particularly on Labor Day for you. And I want to thank Joel Villarreal, staff representative of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees in New Mexico, and Miles Conway, its communications coordinator. If somebody wants to contact you and get more information about what we were talking about, do you have a website to which you can address our listeners?
AFSCME18, the acronym American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. Nobody's ever going to grab that. Just type in New Mexico Federation of Labor and you'll get connected with the family of labor. Yeah.
Thank you so much, you both. And I wish a lot of luck on all these fights and for the future of all New Mexico, not only one side of it.
Thank you.
Thank you very
so
much.
Luck
Thank
and
you.
Hope has something to do with
it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Soy el último eslabón de la pirámide. Desclasificado, soy el último eslabón que miraron de lado.